marketers often say that a good vacation has something for everyone. Family travel makes that a little more dicey, perhaps with the exception of a beach getaway. Next month, Parents Magazine spotlights its 10 best beach town destinations for family fun, and the only one in Hawaii is in Kamauela, or is that Waimea? Whichever way it's referenced, will this national attention change the community, or is change happening anyway? Longtime Waimea resident, teacher, and parent, Sydney Wecking happens to be in Honolulu this week, and she joins us now. Thanks for coming in.
I'm happy to be here.
Now, when you heard about this, and obviously it's fun when you get mentioned in national press, but first of all, what did you make of the fact that they refer to it as Kamauela?
Well, for us, the people that live there, we call it Waimea, and we're 2,500 feet away from, at 2,500 foot altitude. So not considering ourselves so much a beach town, and yet it's so accessible. And for me in Hawaii, having lived there for 25 years now, the focus for me on the article is family, the fact that we are really developing into a family-friendly community.
Which is good for people who live there, too. But was there any desire on your part or anyone that you know to kind of let them know that it's really Waimea? Or to somehow acknowledge that they have a better line into the community than just calling it Kamauela?
I think for me, there's an identity that we have that in calling it Waimea. There's the kama'aina, the sense that there's a belonging that we have to our own community, and yet very friendly and open to visitors. It's what supports our community in many ways.
Do you see this going into any sort of new branding by some of the merchants and others who would benefit by having families come?
I think that's already happening. I see down at the hotels that there's a lot of activities provided for young children so that parents can have their vacation as well. And that there's summer camps, there's programs, there's arts and crafts. There's just so much going on to support families in the community because it's open to the community members as well as the people that are coming to visit. So the merchants are creating a family-friendly environment, not specific to just visitors, but really to our community.
Is there any concern that somehow with a spotlight of this nature that it will become a little bit more saccharine?
So it's a good point, and I don't think so. I think that we've had the benefit of being on the Big Island and so a little more secluded from the rest of the tourist industry, so that the people that come there, many of them are really invested in learning about nature. There's a lot of education going on for kids and for parents about how Hawaii is unique and independent from much of the world, and wanting to really grow that community and welcome people to that community with a focus on really connecting to the land and to the spirit of Hawaii.
Which seems to be a little bit different, Sydney, than, say, the list that Parents Magazine did in 2010, where the beach destination was the Hilton Hawaiian Village. And nothing against the Hilton Hawaiian Village, because there's a lot of fun to be had there, too. But that's a vastly different experience than going to a beach town, whether you consider it a beach town or not, for whatever reason they do, but for going to a town like Kamauela.
You bring up a very good point. What I'm seeing in our community is really wanting people to learn about the roots of the Hawaiian people, about their culture and their spirituality. There's the Paniolo Preservation Society. There's taro farming. So getting people who come to visit to understand really the essence of Hawaii versus the come to the beach town and just lie in the sun and, drink Mai Tais.
Or see the same Starbucks on the corner, or a lot of the same shops that you can see in any town mall USA.
Yeah, we have a uniqueness that's very, very special, and the people that live in our community are invested in maintaining that.
And not exploiting it.
And not exploiting it.
So at this point, with this kind of press going on, when you talk to friends and others who have businesses there, looking to, if they're not going to exploit it, at least to somehow create a different tact that they've been using in past, somehow to, you might as well use a little bit the fact that Parents Magazine has given this designation, or they don't care at all.
No, they do care because it's an opportunity to connect with people in a new way, and really paying attention to the education and to the opportunities for the young kids and the parents, and to provide support for families to do activities or to participate in ways that are unique to Hawaii. So there's an opportunity there, and it doesn't need to be exploiting the opportunity and to put the resources out there in a way that is superficial, as you said, saccharine, but really connecting people and providing them an opportunity to have a unique experience.
Do you think new businesses will now be drawn to Waimea?
I'd like that. I'd like to see that. And I think that that's happening already. There's a lot of talk about, as our economy comes back, what's available now and what do we want to offer to people.
What do you think needs to come to Waimea and Kamuela?
I think that more opportunity for families in the role of education and participating in getting out into nature and out on the land, to having the experience of being outdoors and all that Hawaii, all that the Big Island offers. I'd like to see more opportunity for nature hikes, for education as far as what's going on the island as it grows, and sustainability. What are we doing to create a sustainable island community? And I think with doing that, it's an opportunity to have an impact around the world, because we do draw visitors from all over the world.
That sounds a lot like ecotourism, which
yes.
has been tried in past. But is this just sort of the moment when talent and opportunity could possibly lead to greater success?
I believe so. And I think that with the movement worldwide, internationally now, to connecting people to our Earth and to what needs to happen to make it possible for us to survive, that the Big Island is a place where we have so much available as nature's resources. And now with sustainability being a focus in the development, that more and more people are coming to the island, so coming to the Energy Lab, coming to Volcano, to learn more about the resources that the Earth offers us, where we are not compromising and damaging the Earth. So it's an opportunity for people to learn, to experience, to celebrate, and to take home something that they wouldn't get anywhere else in the world.
And certainly having the designation in Parents Magazine that'll come out next month isn't going to hurt either.
Yes.
Sydney Wecking, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Sydney Wecking has lived in Hawaii since the 1960s and in Waimea since the 1980s as a parent, teacher, counselor, and now life coach. She's seen Waimea evolve from a town of cow pastures and no streetlights to an eclectic village that attracts people from all over the world, and now families looking for a family-friendly beach vacation, at least as identified by Parents Magazine.